Super Bowl 52 has been framed as a David versus Goliath battle of biblical proportions. Religious congregations across the region have also embraced the Eagles' underdog status, but can you actually pray for victory? WHYY's Lindsay Lazarski looked to the area's spiritual leaders who are also fans for their thoughts before Sunday's game.
If you read the signs around town, "From whence we came, in foals we trust," and "Philly believes in you, St. Nick," Eagles fans across the region have put their faith in this team to bring home a Super Bowl championship. After crushing the Minnesota Vikings last week, Eagles quarterback Nick Foles showed his gratitude in a post-game interview.
"All glory belongs to God. In this moment, it's unbelievable. It's humbling."
On the field, the Philadelphia Eagles have deep roots in thanking a higher power for their athletic feats. But off the field, for the fans, is it okay to appeal to a higher power for a win on Sunday? And will their prayers be answered?
Thank you, Jesus.
At the Greater Exodus Baptist Church on North Broad, you can barely hear the rumble of the subway underneath the calls from Pastor Herb Lusk.
Somebody say Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost.
Lusk is a former Eagles running back, and in 1977, he made NFL history.
"It was the old Meadowlands Stadium, yes. That was probably the cherry on my career."
In the second half, he caught a pass from then-quarterback Ron Jaworski and ran for 70 yards.
"It was a sweep around the left side, and I just saw some daylight because of some good blockers in front of me, and took that daylight and ran to the promised land."
When he reached the end zone, he dropped to his knees and became the first NFL player to pray after scoring a touchdown. Today, Lusk is head chaplain for the Eagles and leads the players and the coaches in Bible study and chapel services. He says, of course Eagles fans will be praying for their team, but so will the Patriots fans. The difference is how hard the teams have prepared and what they're willing to sacrifice.
"Listen, we're not just simply talking about divine intervention here, which is the most important thing, but this team has a ton of talent. These boys can play."
As a former player, Lusk says he has a sense for what the players may be feeling, and he's tasked with delivering a message to the team before game day. He's waiting for the right moment to conjure his message in Minnesota, but offered this nugget.
"If the Eagles will just simply start where they are, use what they have, and do what they can, victory is coming."
In Delaware County, Sister Virginia Pascal is a diehard Eagles fan. She's been giving analysis and making predictions on Channel 6 since the postseason.
"All you skeptics that think we're going to be one and out in the playoffs, there's a saying in Philly. Hit it, sisters.
You gotta believe.
Sister Virginia never bets against the power of prayer.
"I just put a couple dollars in the box and lit a candle and just said, take us all the way."
On Sunday, she'll be at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters Retreat, praying and cheering for an Eagles win. Her prediction? Eagles 27, Patriots 24.
"If it were to God, and if God really did make choices, he would obviously choose the Eagles."
Father James Martin is a theologian and author. Having grown up in Plymouth Meeting, he says Philadelphia sports dominated the soundtrack of his youth. To Martin, it's completely appropriate and forgivable to pray for that perfect spiral pass and touchdown.
"Philly fans should feel free to pray to God. Whether or not God's going to answer or God cares about the outcome of sports games, I'm not sure. But yeah, absolutely, go ahead. Go for it. Pray your heart out."
He says being an Eagles fan means being connected to a larger community, and that's part of religion.
"In the words of the great saints, I would say, fly, Eagles, fly."
Lindsay Lazarski, WHYY News.